Yeah, we're going to continue. I'm going to continue with the lesson that I began last week, but this time we're going to repeat. We're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. But I want to concentrate on the second half of on the last verse. Amen. So let me know when you're there. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. And again, I want to remind you, we were talking about Paul last week. Amen. Hallelujah, the Apostle Paul, a great man of God, faithful man of God. And this is what the scripture says. And this is a letter that he wrote to his mentee Timothy. And he says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for this message, for your word, Father God. Father God, let this word fall on good ground in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, let this word just penetrate through our hearts today, Lord. We want also to fight the good fight of faith, Lord. So we give you the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we were talking last week about Paul, and again, this is Paul's final letter. And he writes these words as he's nearing the end of his life. Amen. And he's saying here in verse 7, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." And we know from reading all the epistles of the gospel in the New Testament that he surely fought a good fight. Amen. And he was victorious in those fights. Amen. And he's finishing really well the race that he started with the Lord. And not only that, he kept the faith. Church, he kept the faith. And what this is saying, he's reflecting with confidence, with an assurance. And he says in verse 8, "Now that I done this, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness." In other words, he is reflecting with confidence on the reward that is awaiting him, a reward from the Lord God that is awaiting him when he's done, when he's face to face with God. Listen, we are all one day going to face the Lord. One day, we will be face to face with God. And what Paul is saying here, this hope isn't just personal. It's for everyone. Listen to me. It's for everyone who remains faithful and loves Christ appearing. In other words, everyone who is persevering through this race and is looking forward to seeing the face of God one day. Amen. Because we will see him face to face. And this verse that we're just reading is not about just dying well. It's about living ready in and out of season. You gotta know. You gotta be always ready. The word of God says you gotta be ready in and out of season. We never know when God is gonna use us. That's what I was saying. I want more. I don't know about you, but I want more. I want God to use me even more. And again, I want to remind you that we are not fighting from for victory. We're fighting from it because we are already victorious. Victory is already ours. When the Lord Jesus died on the cross, boom, he defeated the enemy. Again, God is for us, not against us. The greater one lives in us. So who can come against you? No one. Don't allow the enemy or your mind come against you. You don't allow your mind to see the enemy bigger than God. Because that's what a lot of us do. We begin and these thoughts come in that are not of God, and we begin to see the enemy coming against us, but we tend to give him more credit than crediting what the Lord Jesus did at the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. And we spoke last week about the outcome of a good fight, because the fight is guaranteed. That's why Paul says it's a good fight, because it is guaranteed, because it is dependent on Christ and Christ alone.
That's right.
It is the Holy Spirit that has infused us, right? He's the one that resides in us, and he has saturated us with a victorious power, the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the cross. Jesus has already conquered all our foes, all our enemies. And all we have to do is stand in the victory and stand in his victory. And that makes a Christian life a good fight. Amen. And as we know, we live in a world, my goodness, we live in a world that is constantly celebrating crowns and titles and fame and wealth and even achievements. But Paul is talking about here, there is a heavenly crown waiting for those who remain faithful to Christ. Are you walking in faithfulness to Christ? Are you walking by faith in Christ? And Paul is reminding us that we are not running for a perishable reward, but an eternal one. Amen. Our reward is eternal. It's not going to faint. It's not going to fade. It's not going to rust. Our reward is eternal. Hallelujah. And last week I told you that I want to go over the five different crowns. And the first one is mentioned in verse 8, just as we read, when Paul says, "Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness." For those who long for Jesus' return. Right here, what Paul is speaking about a place of completion. He says, "I have fought the good fight of faith, but now there is a crown that is promised to the faithful." Paul is saying, there's a crown that is promised to me. That's what Paul is saying. And the crown of righteousness is not earned by works, but given by the grace of God, by grace to those who remain faithful in God. And he's saying with an assurance, Paul is speaking here with an assurance, and he's saying that there is a crown that has been laid up. In other words, it's already separated for me. It already has my name. It's already set aside. It's already reserved by the Lord. And this is not wishful hope, church, but this is a confident expectation that the Apostle Paul had. And we have to have that confident expectation also, because our Christian life, our walk is not in vain. Because the Word of God says that God rewards those who diligently seek him. Let's go to Hebrews 11:6. Let's read that word. Because God is reminding us, hallelujah, this walk is not for the faint. This walk is for the faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. 11:6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him." Talking about God. "For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Seek the Lord. Hallelujah. So it is impossible to please God without faith. Our faith in Jesus pleases God. And this crown isn't just for apostles or preachers, but for every faithful believer. And this is what Paul says. And if we go back to 2 Timothy, amen. I should keep myself there too. Amen. Hallelujah. Because Paul is saying so much in this verse, in verse 8, in 4:8. He said, but also to all who have loved his appearing, not only to me. Amen. So that means there's others. There's other believers that he's putting in this equation. He's talking about every faithful believer. There's a righteous reward. And we serve a righteous judge. You see, earthly judges can be biased and unfair, but Jesus is the righteous judge. So he's talking about here, talking about the Lord, the righteous judge will give to him. You see, God sees every sacrifice. He's seen every act of obedience. He's seen every moment of faith that you have walked in. And let me tell you something, that in, when we read in the gospel, many men came against Paul. Many men came and falsely accused Paul and falsely judged him. But it is the Lord's judgment that stands, and that stands to be true. Amen. It is the Lord, the righteous judge who vindicates us. Hallelujah. Who defends us at all times. He is the one that we keep our eyes on. Amen?
Amen.
And Paul is saying here, hallelujah, the righteous judge will give to me on that day, on that day, on that glorious day. Hallelujah. There is a specific day when rewards will be given to you by God. Amen? Again, we're going to stand face to face. This is not about earning salvation. It's about receiving rewards for faithful service. Are you being faithful to God in your service today? What are you doing to please the Lord? What works are you doing? Because it's not, it's unto the Lord that we do things. It's not unto man, but it's unto the Lord. Amen. And that day that Paul is talking about, oh, he was looking forward for that day. And let me tell you, church, I'm looking forward for that day myself. It's something that I long for. I want to receive crowns. Hallelujah. I want to hear the words, thy good and faithful servant, enter in.
Well done.
Well done. You've done the work I asked you to do. Well done.
Amen.
And this is what we strive for. This is what we should be striving for. Amen. To do the things that God wants us to do. To fulfill the purpose and the calling that God has placed in our lives. Because all of us here have a different calling.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So Paul, you know, he's talking about that crown of righteousness. Hallelujah. That crown where he kept his faith no matter what he went through. We know Paul, he went through a heck of a lot in his journey since he became converted by Jesus Christ. Man, he was shipwrecked. He was left as dead. Amen. I mean, my goodness, he was stoned. He was placed in prison time and time again. Amen. I mean, he went through a lot, amen, but yet he kept his eyes on the Lord. He kept his eyes on the prize, amen. So this is the first crown, hallelujah. The second crown is a crown of life. Let's turn to the book of James, hallelujah, 1:12. We're talking about the crowns that are awaiting for us, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. James 1:12. Look at what this verse says. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Amen?
Amen.
It says here, for those who endure trials, even unto death, amen, he the one who perseveres in the Lord. The one that doesn't give up. Hallelujah. That the one that doesn't turn their back on God. The one that stands the time. He will receive the crown of life. Let me tell you something. The crown is not for the perfect, but for the one that perseveres. Because yes. No one is perfect here. Amen. But in Christ we can persevere. In Christ we can overcome. And the word endurance here, the word here in verse 12, the word endures or endurance, it means to stay under, to remain, to undergo, to bear trials, to have fortitude. Amen. And when we look at the life of Paul, this is exactly how he endured. He endured by staying under, by staying behind, by remaining faithful to God. He did not give up. He did not give up. Look, let's turn to the book of Revelations in 2:10. Speaks about that same crown. The book of Revelations 2:10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the church that the persecuted church. And it says here in Revelation 2:10, do not fear any of those things which you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And you will have tribulation 10 days. And then it says, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you, we know that the enemy wants us under. Under. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't want us to endure. He doesn't want us to achieve anything that God has placed on us. He doesn't want us to pursue the purpose and the destiny that God placed on us. Amen. So he will do everything in his power to stop you from fulfilling and from falling that good fight. Mm-hmm. But it's called a good fight for a reason, because as a good fight, we overcome. We already have the victory. The enemy is small. He's under our feet. He cannot do anything unless you open your door and let him in. And in this word, in this verse that we just read, it promises this same crown of life to those who endure prison and even death for the sake of the Lord. Let me tell you something. Paul was thrown in and out of jail multiple times, and yet he endured. Remember the story of Joseph, right?
Yes.
The son of Isaac. Hallelujah. Joseph, he was thrown in jail unjustly, and yet he endured. And one day he became second to the king of Egypt, to Pharaoh, the second in command in Egypt. Because the Lord was with him.
Amen.
And in this passage, the Lord promises, there's a promise to those who are faithful. He's speaking about those that even through all these trials, all these sufferings that we may go through, if you remain faithful, you will receive the crown of life.
Amen.
The crown of life. Even if you're in prison, remain faithful. And it's speaking, this verse is speaking about perseverance, about enduring great trials, great sufferings. And the way we endure hardship in our lives today, church, we got to keep our eyes on the Lord.
Yes.
We got to keep our eyes on the author and finisher of our faith, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. That scripture you will find in Hebrews 12:2. We will not go there right now, but you can write it down. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, and we gotta gaze and keep our eyes on him, because he's the one that is helping us, guiding us, directing us every single day. He is the light. He is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. His word became flesh, and that is the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we gotta keep going and keep going, no matter what tests come our way, no matter what tribulation comes your way. You gotta keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Another crown that we're gonna talk about is the incorruptible crown. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 9, 25 says, "And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we, believers, for an imperishable crown." Amen. So it's talking about a crown that is incorruptible. Talking of, you know, again, Paul always uses athletes as a metaphor in his letters. Amen. And he's talking about an athlete that is running a race. And as we know, athletes run the race and they do it to get a crown. They do it to get a prize. But that crown, that prize, it will not last. And when we run this race as Christians, as believers, we do it to get a crown that will last forever and ever. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Paul is illustrating this point. Those who compete, they know they need to exercise self-control in everything if they want to win that big prize. Amen. So for runners and athletes, you know, they have to eat well. They got to sleep well. They got to train well. In other words, they have to have these good habits in place. You got to have a good eating habit, sleeping habit, and training habit. It's about discipline and focus. Amen. And for us who are believers, we have to live spiritually disciplined in the word of God. In other words, we got to follow the lead. We got to follow Christ. We got to keep our eyes on him. We got to keep our eyes on the prize. That is the Lord Jesus. What which God started in you, he will complete it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. The Lord God is with us. Amen.
Amen.
You need
Amen.
Discipline. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to guide you. Ask the Lord to give you strength. Amen. Because discipline is not easy, but it's absolutely necessary in this life, in this Christian walk. We have to be disciplined. We got to focus our eyes on the Lord, on the word of God. Amen. And those who walk and live a spiritual disciplined life, they will receive a crown that is eternal, because earthly crowns fade. They rust. They perish. But eternal crowns never tarnish, never fade away. It is an eternal crown that God is waiting for us. It is set aside for us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This crown will last. Amen. It will last forever. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Let's talk about crown number four, the crown of glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to 1 Peter 5:4. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're talking about fighting the good fight of faith.
Amen.
And looking forward for a crown. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:4. This is what it says. "And when the chief shepherd," that is the Lord Jesus, "appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. All these crowns, they're all related to one another. Amen. And this crown is for faithful shepherds and leaders. And Peter here was referring to elders. Amen. As being shepherds over God's flock. In the previous verses, if we read 5:1, he's talking about the elders of the church. Amen. Hallelujah. But the chief shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says here what we just read. The chief shepherd, when he appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Amen. Listen, we're going to come face to face with the Lord one day. And when he appears face to face, be ready. Be ready. And this particular crown, what the word is saying is, it really has been reserved for faithful elders and leaders of the church. Amen. And elders and shepherds are to preserve and protect the sheep. That's what we're called to do. Amen. We're here to protect. Well, you know, we have accountability to the people that God has entrusted us with. Amen. And we are here as elders of the church. We are under the chief shepherd, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will be rewarded by him. Amen. Because he is the head of the church. He is the head of the church. This is why it's so important for teachers. They are more accountable than anyone else. When we bring a word, hallelujah, from the pulpit, we cannot bring a word that is compromised. It has to be the uncompromised word of God. We cannot add to the words that we're reading. We cannot subtract from the words that we're reading, because we are being held accountable with a higher degree of accountability over other people. Amen. But if we remain faithful as elders and leaders of the church, there is a crown of glory awaiting for us. Amen.
Amen.
A crown of glory, my Lord. Right now, we carry the glory of the Lord in us. I mean, God is residing in us. Yes. I don't know about you, that speaks volume. Like God is watching everything that I do. God is with me at all times. God is with you at all times. So he's seen everything. He's seen every moment that you're walking. And he sees when I fall. He sees when I get back up. He sees my heart. Amen. He knows my heart. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows my thoughts. He's seen everything. But one thing he's so strong about is that we need to give the word to his church, and we cannot compromise the word of God. It has to be from the scripture, from the word of God. We cannot use our own words, amen, to bring people to Christ. It has to be his word. His word, because his word unchanges. His word changes not, and his word lasts. And it lasts forever. God is the one that validates us. Men don't validate us. God does. So we as shepherds and elders and leaders of the church, we need to protect those that God has entrusted us with. And that is his church.
Amen.
That is his church. So us here, leaders of this church, we need to preserve and protect the flock that God has entrusted us with. And that is in this ministry. We're talking about this ministry. And there is a reward that is awaiting, that God has laid aside for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at crown number 5. Thank you, Jesus. Crown number 5. God is good. Hallelujah. We got to, church, this is the bottom line. We got to continue to grow in godliness. Really, that's the bottom. We got to continue to grow in godliness. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we know, I'm just going to stop. I just got to say this. We know that this race, this is not an easy one. We know that through this race, there's going to be some suffering. There's going to be some trials coming our way. There's going to be some tribulations possibly. Amen. It's there's a cost to pay. It's a sacrifice to walk this walk. Amen. But what you got to remember that it is Christ in you, the hope of glory, that Christ is with you and he will not let you down. He will not let you down. When in your sadness, there is joy. In confusion, there is clarity. Amen.
Amen.
When there's mourning in your life, you will be dancing. Because the joy of the Lord is always your strength. Mm-hmm. And never forget, God is with you at all times. At all times. Yes, sorrow may last through the night, but the joy of the Lord always comes in the morning.
Yes.
Sorrows are temporary, but the joy of the Lord is everlasting. Amen. Crown number 5. Crown of rejoicing. The crown of rejoicing. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians. I am turning there myself. First Thessalonians 2. And we are going to go to verses 19 and 20. And it says here, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For you are our glory and joy. Hallelujah. You know what this crown of rejoicing represents? It represents the soul winner's crown for those who lead others to Christ. This is what this crown of rejoicing is. Hallelujah. You see, this is why Paul was walking that walk of faith. This is why he was fighting the good fight of faith, because Paul was doing it because of his love for God and his love for people. What brought joy and glory to Paul was to see people converted to Christ, to see people saved. And that's what blessed him the most in life, was seeing people receive the Lord Jesus and become mature believers in him. Amen. Because we know that Paul went around, my Lord, so thousands of people came, amen, and received the Lord through the Apostle Paul. And they were mostly Gentiles, as we know from the Word. So Paul didn't glory or find joy in all that he possessed, no, or even how many people, his fame, how famous his was because he led so many people to Christ and he did so many miracles. No, his glory and his joy were the people whose lives had been changed by faith in Christ the Lord, in the Savior. Amen. That's what brought people joy. I don't know about you, but when I talk to somebody about Christ, that brings me joy. If I see a change, that brings me joy. Amen. And not only does it bring us joy, but it also glorifies God. It brings glory to God. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So this is what Paul is referring to. Those that received Christ during his time, that's where his joy is. He is full of joy. Because now their life has totally been changed. Totally transformed. They went from living in a dark place unto his marvelous light. Because in the light, there's truth. In the light, there could be endurance and perseverance. In light, there is faith. Amen. In light, there is a knowing. The light reveals to us. It illuminates not just our path, but our life in its entirety. Because now the light, who is Jesus, now he's residing in us.
Yes.
And we are constantly being illuminated by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's the one guiding our steps. He's the one guiding our path. Amen. He's the one that's directing us. He is our life.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
The Word of God says that in him, we move and we have our being in him. Amen.
Amen.
This good fight cannot be fought alone. You gotta have the Lord. You gotta recognize that the Lord is with you. You cannot ignore the fact that the great one, the Lord God, resides in you. You cannot ignore that. Amen. You gotta know that, you know, God, you are with me. And constantly talk to him. Constantly be in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Acknowledge that you are in his presence.
Amen.
Because God is with you.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
Is.
Hallelujah. So this is the crown of rejoicing. It's a crown that Paul so looked for to receive, the soul's winner's crown. Amen. How many have brought people to the Lord? There's a crown of rejoicing. Amen. Oh, that is going to give the Lord so much glory. Every time somebody goes and accepts the Lord Jesus, there is so much joy.
Amen.
And heaven is celebrating. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about crowns today, church. These crowns are not about competition. No, they are not. They are rewards of love, of loyalty, yeah, of faithfulness, and rewards of endurance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you something. People may overlook the things that you have done, but God sees everything that you have done. Even in your quiet times, God sees it all. Amen. Look at what the book of Hebrews says. Let's go to chapter 6, Hebrews 6, 10. Let's go there quickly. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 6:10. Look at what it says. It says, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." Present tense. Amen. God hasn't forgotten. He doesn't forget your work of love. But our God, who is merciful, remembers all the good that we have done. Even Amen. When you give a person a cup of cold water in his name, Amen. Will not go unnoticed or unrewarded. Amen. Because we serve an awesome and mighty God.
Amen.
God sees everything, even the smallest things God sees. We serve a God who is just. Mm-hmm. Look at what Revelation says in 3:11. Let's go to the book of Revelation. I hope this word is speaking to you today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation 3:11 says, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown." Amen. This is the Lord Jesus. Red letters. Hallelujah. Hold fast, because there are people waiting to steal your crown. There are people that want to hinder you from receiving your crown. Mm-hmm. Even you yourself, hallelujah, can hinder yourself from receiving a crown. Mm-hmm. So what this verse is saying, hold fast to what you have so that no one can take your crown. You see, people are not the ones that are giving you your crown. God is. So don't allow betrayal, trials, culture, or weariness cause you to give up on God. Cause you to give up on that crown that you have so hard, you work so hard for. Don't allow anything to come between you and God. And hold fast until God comes. Because your crown is eternal. You see here, in a little summary, the Lord God, he told believers in Smyrna that they would receive a crown of life if they would remain faithful in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We see in 1 Corinthians, we read, hallelujah, that Paul and we, faithful believers, we will receive an incorruptible crown, a crown that will never fade. We read that there's a crown of righteousness for those who endure trials and tribulations just like Paul did. There's a crown of life for those as well. And then Peter was speaking to the elders, who will receive a crown of glory if they rule their flocks properly. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in heaven, let me remind you that in heaven, hallelujah, the crown isn't just a reward. It's a symbol of relationship. It's a symbol of intimacy. How is your relationship today with God? Are you inviting him in every area of your life? Hallelujah. In Revelation 4, let's turn to the other chapter. In Revelation 4, verses 10 and 11, look at what it says. The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Amen. So here we see the elders. They're taking their crowns and they're casting them to the Lord's feet. Not because they earned them, but because the Lord is worthy of that crown. Amen?
Amen.
And I truly believe that just like these 24 elders,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, will throw their crowns down before the Lord, knowing that he is worthy, this is how we are going to be also. I believe that we also, just like the 24 elders, those crowns that God has set aside for us is for us to give them back and lay them at his feet, saying, "Lord, I am not worthy, but you are worthy of all glory and honor and praise. Here's Amen. Your crown, Lord."
Yes.
Amen.
Here's your crown, Lord. Because we give him the crown. He gave us the crown. But when we give him the crown, we give him the glory as well.
Yes.
Amen. And this is why we cannot lose sight of your crown. You cannot lose sight of the crown that God has already set aside for you. Amen. Because one day we're going to come face to face with the Lord. And when he gives us the crown, amen, we're just going to hand it back just like the 24 elders said. And said, "Lord, I am not worthy, but you are worthy to receive these Hallelujah. Crowns. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm here to
amen.
Tell you, church, stay in the race. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Keep going.
Amen.
Keep persevering, because there is a crown that is laid aside for you. and don't allow anyone to steal your crown. Not a person, not a thing. No one can steal your crown. No one can steal the calling and the purpose that God has placed in your life. There is a crown awaiting for you and I. And do not let anyone steal your crown, because there is purpose in that crown. And one day you will lay down this crown and say, not I, Lord, but you, Lord. You are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Here's your crown.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Amen.